This is
Wow!
What a week.
What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Welcome back to Wow, What a Week. An established South African poet once said, I mic what I like. Adapting that, we can say that our next guest tees what he please is. All right, those maybe not so hip-hop. Further proof that I won't ever be much of a rapper. That's why up next we have someone far more capable in constructing verses and rhymes. Please give a wow welcome to... I want to say we're homeboys because when I moved to Jersey, I stayed in Berea. Ladies and gentlemen, MT is the building. My dude, how are you doing?
Blessed, highly favored.
My dude, you're looking good.
Thank you.
Not that
you,
you look bad at any stage, but you're looking dog.
Thank you, appreciate it.
How are you feeling this morning? So the first thing you opened your eyes this morning, what's the first thing you thought about? What's the first thing you did?
I thought about my kids.
Yeah.
Opened my eyes, there they were. And yeah, I was just blessed.
How's co-parenting going? How are you coping with co-parenting?
And I wouldn't say it's co-parenting. Me and the mother of my kids, you know, I'm working on myself.
Sure.
You know, I'm trying to better myself really. We've been through a rough patch, me and her. But
you guys are not living together, though, right?
We are, actually.
Oh, are you?
We are. And, man, it's been a roller coaster ride. But, I'm just glad to be back in that mode, seeing my kids every day again,
Do you think you guys will remarry at any stage? Or is it one day at a time?
For now, let's just say, you know, one step at a time.
What are you doing positive? What are you doing differently? And then what are you guys doing differently in this new chapter?
I think I'm saying less and doing more.
I was going to say, generally in marriage, the less we say is much cheaper, the better. Sometimes just keep quiet and say, yes, baby. You're right, baby.
So that's where I'm at, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful for every little, you know, hurdle or experience that I've went through. I'm grateful.
When you do love a second time around, how do you avoid digging up old shit? Because it's sometimes inevitable that when you are upset or angry, you might bring something up that was a problem back then. How do you deal with avoiding digging up old shit?
Yeah, that's tough. But for me, I'd say I've grown to become more of a listener.
Sure.
I've also grown to value other people's opinions, you know, negative or positive, green or blue, you know. I'm also at a stage or age in my life where people's perception of me doesn't matter anymore.
It's that problem, not yours.
You know, and me knowing myself, how I came up, you know, my background, very humble beginnings.
Sure.
You know, and so that alone, you know, just always brings me back down to earth, you know. My life growing up as a kid, you know, I never really had a glamorous life, you know. I grew up in Berea. I lived there all my life, you know, and...
So what year were you growing up in Berea? Which years?
Okay, this is like late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a 90s baby.
Sure.
Probably 92.
Yeah, I think you are as old as my radio career. I started radio 3 months before you were born.
Well, that's genius. I respect it.
Yeah, and then I moved into Berea December 94 is when I moved into Berea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm sure as I was walking the streets of Berea, I heard a baby crying. It was probably you.
Yeah.
So probably most mad dog.
Most deaf. You know, that's how the city is. You know. That's what I love about the city.
Sure. You know. How would you say growing up in the inner city, especially at a stage where it was starting to decay, how would you say that prepared you for the rap life, for all the stuff you've been through, the stuff you've had to deal with?
Well, you know, in our environment growing up,
yeah,
I'm not proud to say this, but I grew up in a drug era.
Sure.
It was never cool. Drugs were never cool, but we were so accustomed to it. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were on our way to school, you know, we just taught to, hey, look away.
Yes.
Or just walk past. Don't even pay attention
especially
to
Berea. Especially yes. Berea. Yeah.
Yes, sir. You're right. And I was fortunate to watch Berea crumble.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but that alone, watching Berea become what it is today, I still drive past it.
Sure.
You know, for what they call it. People might not see me, but I'm in the mix. I'm driving, going past my old high school, my old primary school.
Yeah.
But you just won't see me because I move different.
But do you know why I do that, though? One of the reasons I still go to North Taxi Rank, one of the reasons why I will still drive through Hillbro, one of the reasons I will still drive through Berea, is to remind me where I was at some stage.
Yes.
And to remind myself why I don't want to come back here.
Yes.
And why I must move the way I move, or even move better.
Yes, you're right.
Because 100%. I've been in these places.
Yes.
And I don't want to live here again. I don't want to live like that again.
Yes, 100%. Bullseye right there.
Yeah.
Just, you know, as I said, you know, my parents, they tried their best to steer me away from that lifestyle.
Sure.
And I salute them for that, and I thank them for that. And today I'm realizing why, you know, they made all the efforts to try their best to, you know, keep me busy.
Mm.
I was growing up, I played a lot of basketball, soccer. So I was a busy kid. Mm. I was always busy. I always believed in being busy.
Sure.
You know, with that, so many opportunities, you know, can come your way, you know, just off of you being super busy. And yeah, onto the your question about the relationship and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I can say, you know, I've accepted my circumstances for what they are, and accepted everything for what it is, good or bad.
Sure.
And as I say, you know, growing up in the city, you know, we're not special, but we're tough.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
We're strong.
Different breed of kid.
Yeah.
Grows up under those circumstances and
survives. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. You're 100% right, and especially in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
That's the Kwaito era.
Sure.
And a lot of people don't know this. My first love was Kwaito.
Sure. Yeah, you're a former Kwaito artist wannabe.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm exactly that.
Yeah.
I used to watch a lot of Kwaito stars just walking the streets.
Yeah.
You know, walking into their houses or walking out of a car or something, you know. And I'd be like, just a few blocks down the road, there's a trap house there, and people are going in and out.
Yes.
Everybody knows what's happening there, but nobody ever snitches.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just grateful to be part of that era, you know, to learn from past, I can't say, stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to learn. I always say this, if anything, a lot of people teach me is what not to do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times, a lot of people might think, hey, this is my youngin, I'm teaching him. And then, no, I'm like 10 steps ahead of even like my age. Because I hung out with...
I was going to say, I mean, your career started when you were still a teenager.
Yeah.
What do you wish you had been warned about as you started your career at a young age?
Hey, man, these contracts, people.
Don't just sign.
Yeah, these contracts. And just to have someone who would, you know, explain it to me better.
Yeah.
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 Because, hey, for real, you can't read all them words for real.
Tell us about the first contract you signed and what you realized later was an oh shit moment about that contract.
Okay. Hey, I won't remember what contract I signed first, but there were a lot.
Yeah.
But mostly were like management, PR, and, you know, it was everything I needed really at that time.
Sure.
And so it just made sense at that time to move at that pace. And right now I don't have to rush to make a record or, you know, to try to prove myself or anything. Sir. I just now have to show my growth within my craft.
Yeah. And you have a brand new single, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Good Time.
Yeah, tell us about that quickly.
Brand new single. It's called Good Time.
Yeah.
I advise everybody to go out there and get it. It's taken off my upcoming project called DIY 3.
Okay.
Do It Yourself. The third. It's going to be, we, you know, as a culture,
yes, sir.
As a people, as a nation, we've been through so much. Mm. And I feel like for us to, you know, a wise man once said, you know, you never really heal from trauma.
Sure.
But as a nation, as a people, as a culture, we've experienced so much trauma. And so many kids who look at us and be like, I want to be like that.
Sure.
But then the downside of it all, you know, a lot of people can't stomach it.
Yeah.
You know, so me growing up where I'm from, you know, just being tough and being strong is our main priority. You know, that's what we put first.
In fact, speaking of DIY 3, it was supposed to drop last year, right?
Yes, sir.
And you said it hasn't come out because of politics.
Yeah.
What politics are these?
Well, at the time I was trying to get myself a distribution.
Yes.
And I ended up finding that, you know, in the long run, this is a year later or 2 years later.
Mm.
You know, from me saying that.
So I think
I just felt like somebody was blocking my blessings at the time.
Mm.
You know, but it's only a feeling for real.
Sure.
And I can't really point fingers and say, hey, you know, I'm not a fortune teller or not.
Sure.
You know, so yeah.
Can you give us maybe a young 16 from Good Time?
From Good Time?
Yeah.
I just want to chill and relax. I got 20,000 in the sea of any pack. I don't give a where you been. I'm back. Whoever thought that I'd be rich because I rap. They don't believe me when I say I lived in a shack. Now I'm in the hills counting cash. They don't believe me when I say I lived in a trap. Now I'm, something like that.
Yeah.
But, it's really a dope song, and it's just a straightforward song that people can catch on to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You told El Tito.
Yeah.
that at the time we lost SK, you couldn't even afford to travel to go see him in hospital.
Yeah.
How bad were things at that stage for you?
Yo, things were bad, man. So bad. That
so where were you living at that stage?
I was living here in Jersey right now, in just by Carlton Center.
Yes, sir.
So I lived with, it was me, Ruff, Java, Ranks, Just G,
sure.
Saudi. There's a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
It's like seven or eight of us.
Jeez. Yeah. What year is this?
This is 2013.
Yeah.
14.
Sure.
Yeah, when things are starting, we're starting to.
There's movement.
There is movement,
yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
Personally and financially, yeah, man, it was super bad.
What gave you guys hope, though, and kept you hanging in there, that this shit is temporary?
The crazy thing is, we used to always, like, have these talks.
Yeah.
Like, almost every day.
Sure.
And at the time, we were moving by faith. Mm. We were moving by faith and belief in our craft.
Sure.
And I believed I was surrounded by good people at the time. Mm. The likes of Ruff, Java. You know, I consider those my big brothers, you know.
Sure.
And at that time, things were so bad that, you know, I would wait for news from somebody else. To hear how SK was doing, so yeah, it was bad, super bad, and I couldn't complain or whatnot. I still don't. I never do.
Sure.
Yeah, because of that time in my life, yeah, things were bad even before that, but
yeah.
they just got super bad. Like,
what did you guys eat at the time? How often did you eat? Because when things are bad, things are bad.
Yeah. We had one meal a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was lunchtime. We would put coins together, whatever we had. Because Ruff had a studio.
Sure.
And the studio was like a functioning business.
Yes.
Different musicians came in that studio. Which are one of the things that motivated me.
Sure.
You know, if I could add, I would see people like El Tito himself come into that studio.
Yeah.
Mugs,
sure.
Briggs, the likes of Tandiso Mazwai.
Little did they know that they are your meal for the day.
Hey, you can say that again, big dog. Hey, and so, yeah, that was our way of eating, really. If Ruff got paid, and you know, at the back of my mind, I kind of knew that, okay, there's a plate secured.
Sure.
Yeah.
So where's your family at this stage in your life where things are rough? And what's stopping you from saying, F it, I'm going home?
Well, you know, I grew up in Barrie. I went to Bannerthorpe Park High School.
Yeah.
I went to Yeovil Community School, primary school. And, you know, as you can hear, the community is the same.
Sure.
Yeovil, Pelea, Hebrew. Now that line is we are on. You know, and growing up there, man, like, as I said, I always say this, man, like, I always look at my real life. Personally, and always be grateful. Like, I made it past this.
Sure.
You know, I can make it past anything.
Yes, sir.
For real. And that's kept me going till this day, you know. I've lost so many partners. I've lost so many peers and people who were so close to me. I thought, you know, and I always used to say this with my best friend, R.I.P. Level. He was like my assistant, my he was like, my guy, my guy. Like, if you wanted to know about my schedule, he's the guy you'd ask.
Sure.
If you wanted to know what I'm doing this weekend, hit me. You know. And well, now that it's gone, you know, I think it's looking back now, when I look, you know, 2-3 years down or 3 years back, life was so different, man. One of the things that kept me going was my best friend, Lem. You know, and he was so hands-on, man. God bless that man. You know, he was so hands-on with my career. Like, I always used to be immune. Like, you don't have to do all this, you know. I was like, yo. And the crazy thing is, I've known Lebo since we were kids.
Sure.
We both grew up in the same neighborhood, went to the same high school, different primary schools though, but we always knew each other growing up.
Sure.
And then into high school, I was like, hey, look, this is what I'm doing, and this is how I want you to help me. Just be around, you know, help me with you know, the nitty gritties, all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
And he was game. You know, I remember when we dropped Roll Up and it was doing its rounds.
Yo, and then it blew up. Yo.
Yo. I was like, I even told him, I was like, yo. Because he had a job at that time. Like, yo, you know what? Quit your job. And tell it.
Things are changing.
Yeah. Good. You know. And we hadn't gotten into like big monies yet, but because I had so much faith and stuff like that, he knew, Lebo knew this. I was like, come on, man, quit that job. Come live with me. Let's carry on pushing.
Sure.
And that's exactly what we did. And so his presence, man, made a huge difference in my life. And now that he's no more, I can see now that, okay, all right, this is why I've been behind with my work.
How do you keep yourself on track and stop yourself from feeling like a victim, given all that you have endured, all that you have survived? I mean, I remember in your interview with El Tido, even talking about how every single person that inspired you to be the artist that you are right now is gone.
Yeah.
So your heroes are gone, your inspirations are gone, you're losing friends, how do you keep yourself from feeling that, geez, everyone is going, maybe I'm next?
Hey, I think about that every day, Vito.
Oh, for real?
I think about that every day. It haunts me, but I just keep going, man. And I thank God for the strength and, you know, the way I was raised. You know, I was raised in a home that, you know, didn't have much, but I was filled with a lot of love, faith, prayer, and positivity. No matter what was happening, we always pushed each other and stirred each other the right way. And never allowed, you know, my guy, you know, my label, my best friend to, you know, fall victim
and then
to anything, Bill, you know, always be there for my brother.
Yeah.
You know. And now, you know, things are super different now.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't even know what people are saying behind closed door, you know, because we with such, especially when the dead is concerned, there's usually talks, you know, as to what really happened, and a lot of people still don't believe that. Till this day, I don't really know what happened, you know. And
what do you think happened?
I just feel like because I was not there, whoever he was around did not come through for him like that. Like me, I know Leo. Sure. I could have reacted, you know, different, quicker or better than whoever was in the mix at that time. You know, when, you know, whatever happened to him happened. You know, so, I can't really explain because I was not there on the, on the night, but from what I hear, you know, I feel like he was just around the wrong people.
Sure. Yeah. Let's talk about lessons. Lessons from the relationship you had with Ambitious as a label. What are the lessons you picked up from there?
A whole lot, man. Like, in the beginning, when I signed with them, I always, like, I have to always put them on this pedestal, like,
sure.
I trust that, you know, yeah, they have, you know, best interest at heart, you know. And only to find out, you're wrong. You know, and that took so long to register because I'd see the signs. I would see.
And like in any relationship, we think a red flag is a checkered flag.
Yeah. So it was kind of one of those situations, you know, where I wish I was more aware, more empowered, you know, because, you know, when you're chasing this dream, sometimes you don't really have the time to learn the fundamentals.
Sure.
And so we were just going by faith, really. Yeah, faith and the actual product.
Yes, sir.
Which is the craft, the music, the production, you know, you name.
Sure.
You know.
Lessons from divorce.
To think before you speak. Yeah. Think twice, thrice, four times even. Just think before you utter words.
Yeah.
Think of what the next person, you know, how the next person is going to feel. And so I've grown to become more considerate.
Yes, sir.
Not that I was ignorant in the past, but I'm human.
Sure.
Yeah.
Lessons from your legendary Instagram live sessions.
Oh. Okay. Lesson number one.
Including don't point camera at penis when taking a pee.
Yeah. So lesson number one, keep your camera, you know, at a still position.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got them, them stands now become them big lights and stuff.
Yeah, the ring light.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, put it there.
Leave it there.
Yeah, belongs there. Yeah, because now.
Yes, sir.
That's how my incident happened. And, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Even during that live session, the specific one.
Yeah.
Somebody even asked me, yo, you in the toilet? In the comments. I'm like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Then somebody's like, hey, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, talking about exactly what I was about to do.
That was called a suck my dick moment.
You know. So, yeah, keep your phone in one position still. You'll be professional.
Sure.
Speak like a professional. And, and live your truth. Even if it's through a simple life.
Sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of your lives have also come back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
Which one would you say hurt the most in terms of the consequences of that life?
Mm, Yeah, I think it would have to be that specific one.
Mm.
Because I know what, you know, was in store for me prior, you know, to that incident.
Sure.
And prior to me seeing what people had to say.
Sure.
But as I said, man, it's just so, there's only so much you can do to a brave man, to a faithful man.
Sure.
Yeah.
And also what I believe and also what I've learned is once everything has been thrown at you, there's nothing more that can be thrown.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because now, what can people say about me now?
Exactly.
Don't tell me about me 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Tell me about me now.
Sure.
Ask my kids about me. Ask my wife about me. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lessons from the Instagram Live that you had with your wife.
Ooh, yeah, back again, too. Being professional.
Sure.
Yeah, being professional.
What would you do differently, looking back at that live and the fallout that followed?
Looking back now, it was, for me, at the time, what was on my mind was trying to get myself out of a situation I thought I was in, whereas I was wrong.
Sure.
You know, and it also takes me back to being considerate of the next person's feelings.
Mm.
You know, because in my mind, I might say I'm being revolutionary.
Sure, sure.
They will
know me today.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like one of the most recent lives that I did, think a month or two back.
Sure.
Not far here, Park Town, Mike's Kitchen. Yeah, I don't want to go too deep into that, but people knew what happened there, and I think that was okay for me to do at that point.
Yes, 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 yes.
At that specific time. Because I did not point the camera at anyone but me.
Sure.
Number one. And I was speaking in present tense.
Sure.
Okay, guys, this is what's happening now.
I'm in the middle of this very thing happening.
Yes.
No, yes.
I'm not going to show the culprit. I don't do that.
What has subsequently happened since that Mike's Kitchen event?
A lot, a lot. I get asked a lot about, you know, that incident and what was going through my mind.
Sure.
And what I was trying to achieve. Well, you know, if you listen to my music, you'll hear that, you know, I'm someone was filled with passion, faith, and love.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I might not know how to display my love. And that's not in bad.
But your intentions are love.
Yes, 100%.
Sure.
I mean, if you listen to my music, yes, the songs are different, but the message is one.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Have faith.
Yeah.
Never stop believing in yourself. And love others.
Lessons from your arrest and how it made you feel.
Which one? Because there's a couple.
Let's talk about all of them.
I'll talk about the most recent arrest, which was, you know, which happened after the live.
So you were arrested and charged with what exactly?
What they say? GBV.
Okay. So basically you beat up your wife is what the arrest was.
That's what the assumption was.
Okay.
And
did you beat her up?
No. Look, I'm a sweet girl. Yeah, look, I'm a cool girl. And yeah, man, apologies to everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever come across like that, you know.
Mm.
Now I know, you know, look at other issues, look at...
So what was the lesson from that entire debacle that you were caught up in?
There were many lessons.
Mm.
Like, firstly, the communication barrier between me and the law enforcement that I was in contact with.
Yes, sir.
I kept that going, you know, just to show that, hey, I want to come to the party.
Mm-hmm.
I realize my fault.
Sure.
And I want to clarify a few things, like the fact that, man, I didn't physically attack my wife like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand why a lot of people may assume, you know, because, one, yes, she did have, you know, bruises.
Mm.
And I think that came from, excuse me, that just came from the argument we were having, you know, the back and forth, which I didn't even realize was escalating, you know, and so... The lessons overall, man, is just to treat people better, you know?
And maybe also to learn when to de-escalate shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I'm very slow to a temper.
Okay.
But when my temper is here, I'm a problem.
Okay.
So I'm having to learn to walk away.
Okay.
Yeah, and not just in relationships, just in any situation. Once my temper is here, I don't even feel safe from myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm learning that as soon as I can feel that it's getting there, walk away and just go.
Yep. And those are one of the biggest lessons I had to learn.
Yeah.
But this time, I don't walk away in a literal sense.
Yeah.
I come to a decision.
Sure.
At that particular point in time, okay. This is decision-making time.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we?
Sure.
Pushing the narrative of what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with every message or live or incident that happened to me that I was going through. Because I'm an open book. I always tell people this. Sometimes people are scared to ask me certain questions. And they're like, hey, shoot, man, shoot.
Absolutely. And finally, and before we close and wrap up, lessons from raising little people.
Because
I often find raising little people changes a lot about us, and often for the better.
Yes, you're right, Vito, 100%. Because now I've got 3 kids.
Sure.
I just had a daughter.
Yeah, Nairobi is in town.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. That is Kenya, the capital of Kenya.
Yeah.
And I named her Nairobi because the first time that I went out of the southern hemisphere of Africa and went into the middle.
Went to the east.
Yeah. And when you look at the map, the city Nairobi is like in the heart of the continent.
Sure.
And so, yeah, she holds a special place in my heart. And yeah, I always now moving forward, I always think to myself, imagine if your daughter spoke and she could articulate herself, express herself, what would she say?
Yes, sir.
You know, and so I never put myself in a situation where I can't account for or take responsibility for, you know. I feel like in most situations where I was like, okay, guys, I was wrong. I apologize. People should also take those into account. And okay, he can get crazy.
Sure.
But he's able to come back down to earth. And I'm able to do that now way better than before.
And it's a journey and a half to get there.
Yes,
There's nothing easy about getting to that point where you find yourself and you ground yourself and you start holding yourself accountable.
Yes.
Because to say I was wrong is not easy.
No.
But regardless of how blatant it is that you are wrong, to just admit it, it's a lot of work for little guys. Yeah. Especially when it's all you know. Yeah. All you know is how to be defensive. All you know is how to justify shit that you do versus, okay, maybe let me listen to what I've done, account for what I've done, and take responsibility for what I've done. And I think a lot of human beings, but majority guys, need to walk that journey.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't know of other people, but I speak for myself.
Sure.
Moving forward, now I realize, I've got 3 kids.
Sure.
I think about them every day, all day, 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
You know, how would they feel?
Sure.
If I do anything, if I were to stand up now, walk away, and not say bye to the people and just be weird, what lesson am I teaching them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My dude, we are out of time, but before we wrap things up, what are you working on right now that we can support?
Right now, I've got merch. What a merch collaboration.
Okay.
With Amakibkib. Shout out to Amakibkib.
Where do we buy that merch?
You can get it at the store, which one of the stores is in the city.
Okay.
Gandhi Square.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the middle of Gandhi Square and Carlton Center.
Okay.
So, yeah, Love Street.
Can we order online by any chance?
Yeah, you can.
I think you got a ton of fans outside of the city.
For sure.
Yeah.
You can. Simply just DM at Amakibkib on Instagram or any platform.
Yes, sir.
And then, just inquire how you can get hold of, an empty piece.
Brand new single, Good Time, is also out.
Yes.
We're anticipating a brand new album that we hope... we'll be dropping soon, DIY 3.
Yes, sir.
Your latest project is A Child that also dropped. So not only is he producing, he's reproducing. Man is busy.
Yeah.
My dude, listen, man. I have nothing but respect for your art, for your craft, for the journey that you bought. Many chose to either write you off or think that this one, there's no hope. And I think you're the perfect example of, I might fall 20 times, but I'm going to get up 50 times.
Yeah.
I could get away, I could get up 21 times, but, fuck this shit, I'm going to get up 50 times.
Yeah.
Just to show you that I can get up and stay up.
Yes.
So, shout out to you, my dude.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And, shout out to everyone who's been patient with me.
Yes, sir.
On a personal level, on a work level, on a spiritual, you name it.
Yes, sir.
You know, shout out to everyone who's been patient with me in my journey.
My dude, we'll see you on your next legendary live.
For sure.
We now know what not to do. Until next time, nothing but love for you, my dog.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Shout out to everybody who's watching.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all. DIY3 is on the way.
MT, brand new single, Good Time, is out. Please support it, stream it, download it, tell everyone to go support it. It's the end of the month, which for many people means payday, or for some, when you get your spending money. It's also been a time when most of the country is experiencing unusually warm temperatures and unusual amounts of electricity. Thrown into the mix were astounding wins in both the political and sporting worlds. So for the coming week, we wish you a steady hand when paying for things, a cool head, literally, and also the confidence of a member of the NK Party or Richards Bay Football Club. Overall, hope you all have a wow week ahead. Coming to you from AMP Studios, we're part of the Africa Podcast Network. The cinematography, we look good, thanks to Pezulu Works. Hit them up. They even do weddings. Your wedding will look better than a movie if you get in touch with Pezulu Works. Artista Flo Fraser for all of our imaging. Our guest, MT. Shout out to our creative producer, Krivesh Mohan, and our show producer, Kelezo Mudisa Geng. Email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Till next week, have a great WOW week. In spite of yourselves.